Hello, and welcome to A Call for Love. I believe the most powerful gift you can offer yourself is to give and receive love more freely. I'm your host, Linda Orsini, meditation guide and spiritual coach. Everyone has the desire to be seen, heard, respected, and loved. The journey to becoming more connected to your greater purpose lies within the ability to live from the deep source of love within you. Let's begin. Welcome, dear friends. Welcome back to A Call for Love. And we are celebrating 2.5 years of podcasting. I can hardly believe that I have sat here in front of the mic, really sharing from my heart this message, A Call for Love. Today, my message is shifting. There has been an evolution. So if you're new, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, I want to see how this lands. All right, to begin, I want to share that what's been in my heart is I am in love with a new word. I know that sounds kind of silly, but I am in love with the word evolve. A lot of people talk about transformation. You know, they promise transformation. I probably have said this as well. But transformation is big. It's dramatic. It's like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. But in my experience, growth is more natural, is more of an evolution. That's what I've noticed in my life. And it's about gently peeling away the layers, letting go of these old beliefs, and stepping into the next truest version of ourselves. We're always evolving. I just love the concept. In the Tao Te Ching, in verse 15, it reads, "Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoved till the right action arises by itself?" David G. always used to say this, and I found it in the Tao Te Ching. It is so true, because that's what evolution is about. It's about staying clear, compassionate, and having courage. When you evolve, when you're going through the evolution process of yourself, it requires compassion, courage, and clarity. That often means patience, waiting until the mud settles in order for evolution to happen. And evolution is a natural process. We are naturally brought here, I believe this so strongly, to evolve, for our souls to evolve, for humankind to evolve. Are we doing a great job? Well, that is a debate that we're going to share for another time. But when you heal yourself, when you transform yourself, you transform those around you, and that becomes a ripple outward into the world. All right. The exciting news for A Call for Love is that I'm including a 4-series book club. Never done this on A Call for Love. If you know anything about me, I was a school teacher for over 30 years, and I was a teacher librarian for 7 of those years. I love books. I love writing. It's a huge, huge part of my life. In fact, I treat books like friends. And that is why I thought, why not have a book club? We're talking about evolving ourselves to step into the highest version of ourselves. And that is a continuous process, right? One step in front of the other, moving forward. So I don't want to give you all the details, but beginning next episode, for 4 episodes, we're diving into a book. I'm separating it into 4 parts, and there will be an opportunity for you to join live. I'm so excited. I've recorded the first one, which I was actually going to share today, but I decided, no, it needs a little bit of time to marinate. And I really, really want to talk to you about this new message about how to evolve empower and elevate ourselves. That's where we're going to begin today, because if you've been on my website, which is getting a lot of traction these days and it's being rebuilt, super exciting. I have had the message for quite a while, awaken to peace, love, joy, and abundance. And you know what? I've evolved from that. It's good. We all want that. But you know what? I want more. I want the nitty-gritty, empowerment, embodying that essence, elevating ourselves, evolving. These are action words. We are going to create the intention. Without the intention, it cannot come to life. This is what I'm talking to you here about today, is the evolution of our soul, the evolution of our journey, one step at a time. The catalyst for this has been multifold. So transformation is like an aha moment. It's a catalyst for change, and something happens like this. It's fast, it's dramatic. I've transformed. It's very, very in your face. Evolution is a little bit more gentle, right? Because it's more natural. And I also feel that when something's more natural, it's lasting. It's like taking one step in front of the other. And this evolution is noticing. So I came home from 10 days up north and we have a wave runner. If you do not know what a wave runner is, it's a personal watercraft, like a jet ski or a Sea-Doo. And I had an incident about a year ago where I was very scared on it. I was driving it. I turned too quickly. We spun and twisted, and it just scared me. And ever since then, I've been very reluctant to drive the Wave Runner, the personal watercraft. And I decided if I want to move through this, I have to become clear. I have to become compassionate with myself. And I want to really find the courage. It came a day that we went on and my husband Gord says, do you want to drive? But it was very wavy. I said, well, that's not compassionate. That's not a good time to find the courage to really dive into driving the Wave Runner. So I declined. I decided to take those baby steps, go when the water was calm, start slow, and build up the courage. That's how I feel evolution is. It's building it up one step at a time with clarity, with compassion, with courage. These are my three C words: clarity, compassion, and courage. Can you invite this in to your personal evolution? When I think of evolution, it's really an involution. And an involution refers to, so evolution is more outward, and an involution is something, it's an inner journey. It's a turning inward, deepening into our true self. And when we notice these two paths, evolution and involution, we are deciding how we're navigating through our experiences. We know we want to take one step in front of the other to evolve our spiritual, soulful, human self, mind. And that requires turning inward. It requires uncovering who we are underneath, beneath the layers of our social conditioning. And ultimately, it is a sacred journey. It's a sacred journey inward. It's a sacred journey to peel back the layers of those illusions of who we were in order to step into our higher power, empower ourselves into who we actually are. I say to myself, those old stories, I'm done with them. They are exhausting. They are boring. They're like somebody nagging in my ear. Enough already. It's time to step forward. It's time to evolve. It's time to empower ourselves. It's time to elevate. This is not a selfish action. The more we step into our personal power, the more we really notice our soulful self, the better stewards of our life and the earth we can be. And that's the goal. As I said before, when we transform ourselves, we transform the world. So many people have said this. Dr. Wayne Dyer says it, you know, Joe Dispenza says it, David G. So many people say this in their own words because it's true. The simplest truths are the biggest truths. Stephen Mitchell's translation of the Tao Te Ching, he says, do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? I love this and it deserves more attention. When you think of mud, it really stands for our concepts, our judgments, our desires, our expectations, the illusions of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations, the five sensations, hearing, seeing, touching, feeling, tasting. These all narrow and actually obscure our reality. And in the Tao Te Ching, it tells us to really notice this. It asks us to wait, to find the correct action. Yogastha Kuru Kumani from Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras says, pause, establish yourself in the present moment, and then perform action. This is the same concept. And the most powerful concepts are said over and over again by our master teachers, both ancient and modern day. And that's why I share them, because they're true and they work. Now, Stephen Mitchell asked his old Zen master to comment on, do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? And his Zen master said, our mind is like a glass of clear water. If we put salt into the water, it comes out like salt water. If we put sugar in, it becomes sugar water. If we put shit in, it becomes shit water. But originally, the water is clear. No thinking, no mind. No mind, no problem. And that's the piece of evolution that I really love. This waiting, becoming clear, finding the courage, and navigating through compassionate moments is how we evolve. It's how we evolve. I was talking to my sister about this morning, and she was mentioning, you know, evolution for her, the involution, is not always plain. It's not always simple. It's often painful. It can be very painful to evolve as a spiritual being. And that is something that we try to save others from, especially those people we really love, but that does not serve them very well. When we try to save others, we are actually preventing them from going through the process of evolution, of their involution. You may know this story. It's a really powerful story, and I love it deeply, so I'd like to share it with you, which it really brings to light what I'm trying to say. A man spent hours watching a butterfly struggling to emerge from its cocoon. It managed to make a small hole, but its body was too large to get through it. After a long struggle, it appeared to be exhausted and remained absolutely still. The man decided to help the butterfly, and with a pair of scissors, he cut open the cocoon, thus releasing the butterfly. However, the butterfly's body was very small and wrinkled, and its wings were all crumpled. The man continued to watch, hoping that any moment the butterfly would open its wings and fly away. Nothing happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its brief life dragging around its shrunken body and shriveled wings, incapable of flight. What the man, out of kindness and his eagerness to help, had failed to understand was that the tight cocoon and the efforts that the butterfly had to make in order to squeeze out of that tiny hole were nature's way of training the butterfly and of strengthening its wings. This story is from Paulo Coelho, and it clearly shows us that with the struggle, I believe this to be true for me and what I've seen for my clients, is when we struggle, it builds clarity, it builds courage, it builds determination, it builds that desire to move past often illusions, conditionings that we have met through our socialization in order to move past them. There's always going to be obstacles. When we decide that we want something, I feel it's like the universe says, oh, really? Do you really want that? Okay, prove it to me. Prove that you really want it. Because if we said, you know, I want $1 million, I want to go away, I mean, we would be all over, it would be very scattered. But when we create an intention and we decide that we want something, we become very clear. And that's where meditation is very, very helpful, because it asks us to get still and quiet in order to hear the whisperings of our soul. When we hear the whisperings of our soul, we can hear the messages and find clarity of how we want to move forward, how we are moving in that involution in order to become better. I would like to say people. I feel people is like the skeleton of our body. Soulful people, soul spirits, how we evolve in our values, in our ethics, in our actions. When we're squeezing out of our cocoon, that's a huge transformation when we come out and fly. The evolution part, I feel, is that cocoon, that building, that growing, that fighting. And then, aha, the aha moment where you come out of your shell, where you come out of that cocoon, and you come out with a defining moment that was a catalyst to get you there. I led a course, which I will be making public in my new membership, and I ask prompts to the people who join. And I would like to invite this here on this podcast. Of course, if you're walking or driving or doing something that is not safe, you can just answer it in your mind. You can press pause, answer it, and then play back. Or I invite you to write it down. Once something gets written down, it becomes power. You have sent it out into the universe. It's already out there, and you can't unsee what you've seen. You can't unhear what you've said. You can't undo what has been sent out into the universe. And that's why taking pen to paper is so powerful. Spirit has heard. And if it resonates with you, to write these down. So I'm going to ask them to you. Just hold space for them and see how they land. Ask yourself, where am I feeling pressure to change quickly? Where am I feeling pressure to change quickly? The Wave Runner for me was the perfect example. I wanted to just get on it, get going. Maybe that would work, but it wasn't working for me. I didn't want or need pressure. I was pressuring myself. For me, baby steps are more realistic. For others, a fast, like just get to it, works too. But notice where you're pressuring yourself. The word here is pressuring yourself. When you're pressuring yourself, it's forced. And flow to grow. When it's flowing, it's a natural order and evolution to grow. Next, what would it look like to evolve naturally? How would you move through something and evolve more naturally with clarity, compassion, and courage? Once again, I will take the Wave Runner story. going on a calm day, saying I can do it, like I finding the courage, being with somebody who supports me and says, yeah, you could do it. I'm going to go from point A to point B. I'm going to start slowly. Then I'm going to put my foot on the gas and I'm going to increase the speed. That's how I'm going to get over my fear and just move forward to evolve naturally to conquer that fear. And what parts of you are ready to be revealed rather than fixed? We're not fixing ourselves. We're not broken. Yeah, we have bumps. Yeah, there are roadblocks. Yeah, we're believing illusions that are not even true that we picked up along the way. But where are we ready? Ready to move forward, to take that next step. I always think of like watching yourself walk on the beach with your footprints. You take one step forward. You take another step forward. You take another step forward. You take another and another and another. You don't feel empowered until you look over your shoulder and you see how far you've come. When you look back, it gives you further courage to keep on taking those steps forward. That's evolution through intentions for getting to your destination. As I leave you here today, I'd like you to think and ponder for a moment. Where in your life are you evolving? Where are you taking that next step forward? That's what a call for love is. It's noticing where you're living. Are you living in a state of fear, stress, anxiety? Those are not serving us. It's old. It's getting old. How do you want to shift? When you decide what you want to shift, then you can shift. It's a call for love. It's a call to step forward one step at a time towards the destination, towards evolving your soul, to evolving yourself. As I said, when we transform ourselves, we transform the world. Be the change you seek in the world, and the world will change with you. One moment at a time, one person at a time. We can't blame others for holding resentment, anger, fear, judgment, if we are holding it ourselves. And that's the message here. We want to notice where we're living. We want to evolve. It's an involution to evolve, empower, and elevate ourselves to the next level. There's so many levels. It's exciting. Think of it as a game. Where am I going next? Like when you plan a travel agenda, where am I going next? How am I going to move forward more in my life? And the beautiful thing is, I do believe the universe wants what's best for us. Do we want what's best for us? That is the message. I thank you for listening here to A Call for Love. I really hope you join the book club. It will be on for 4 episodes. I can't tell you the name of the book because it is a surprise, but it is a game changer. It's an oldie and a goodie. It's a great read, a fast read, really heartfelt, and you will notice changes in your life. I spread it over the 4 episodes so that you could marinate in each message. And that's the evolution. It's the lasting changes. When you go steady, you make changes, changes that last. Everything clicks and voila, transformation. Always wishing you great love and joy from my heart to yours. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to A Call for Love. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with someone who could use a little extra love and kindness today. And for more resources and insights, visit my website at globalwellnesseducation.com and follow me on Instagram at Linda Orsini Wellness. Remember, all love flows from self-love. Until next time, may you feel connected to the deep source of love within you.